This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Pranayak, extended his warm greetings to the media fraternity of the state on the occasion of National Press Day today. The governor said that the press is truly the fourth pillar of our democratic system and a vital contributor to the vision of Viksit Bharat. He further said that in Arunachal Pradesh, the media continues to demonstrate commendable responsibility and integrity while keeping pace with a rapidly evolving information landscape. The shift towards more progressive, inclusive and technologically adept journalism is both visible and heartening. The governor encouraged the state media professionals to stay steadfast in their pursuit of truth, fairness and public service. In Anjao district, commemorating the 63rd anniversary of the Battle of Walong, Deputy Chief Minister Chonamin yesterday visited the Helmet Top War Memorial and offered floral tribute to all the brave soldiers who fought during the 1962 Battle of Walong and sacrificed their lives for the country. He also interacted with the Indian Army War and Army veterans. Mr. Min also inaugurated the high flag post with the national flag and a new tourist infrastructure at Bara Kundan under Kibitu Circle. In a social media post, Mr. Min said that this project marks another step towards strengthening border tourism, improving connectivity and creating a new opportunity for the local community. The State Election Commissioner Rinchin Tashi called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Pranayak at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar yesterday. During the meeting, the SEC briefed the Governor on the preparations and arrangements for the forthcoming Panchayati Raj and local body elections. Underscoring the importance of free and fair conduct of the elections, the Governor advised the State Election Commission to uphold transparency, impartiality and adherence to democratic principles at every stage. He stressed the need for robust security measures to prevent intimidation or violence and called for strict vigilance to curb the misuse of money, muscle power and official influence. In the National Press Day celebrated today at Arunachal Pradesh University, Pasighat, Vice Chancellor Professor Tomo Ruba, chief guest of the occasion, describing the media as the mouthpiece of society, urged journalists to uphold sincerity and integrity in their work. Guest of honor DC East Siang, Sonalika Jiwani, drawing from her own experiences, cautioned against the growing trend of sensationalizing in reporting, stressed that credibility must come from fact-checking and sensitivity. She also appealed to the Pasighat Press Club to consider welfare measures such as group insurance schemes for media persons, noting the risks associated with the profession. The program was jointly organized by the Pasighat Press Club, the Department of Mass Communication, and the DIPRO office. The fourth Khangri Glacier Scientific Expedition 2025 was successfully conducted from 8th to 14th November at the Khangri Glacier located in the Mago Basin of Tawang District. The expedition is a flagship initiative jointly undertaken by the Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, and the National Center for Polar and Ocean Research, Ministry of Earth Sciences, Goa. Since its inception in 2023, it aims to advance scientific understanding of glacier dynamics, climate change impacts, and water resource sustainability in the eastern Himalayas. The team comprised 11 scientists and engineers from CESHS, NCPOR Goa, Nagaland University and NERIST Nirjuli. The mission was led by Dr. Parmanand Sharma, scientist F, one of India's leading glaciologists, and coordinated under the leadership of Engineer Neelam Sunil, Technical Officer and Head Cryosphere Division, CESHS. Deputy Commissioner Upper Siang Talo Jerang yesterday inspected the ongoing construction of the 82 kilometers Pango Jorging Defence Road being executed by NHIDCL through an EPC contractor. The road aims to provide vital last mile connectivity to Tango 1 and Tango 2 Army and ITBP BOP locations along the border. The project was formally commenced on 26 January 2025. The DC appreciated the satisfactory progress made so far. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.